Hopefully you are beginning to hear this story that is so familiar in a slightly different way. My hope is that as you hear the voices of singing, of instruments, of a voice speaking to us from a world of experience, that you begin to enter into this scripture text, realizing just how subversive it is. How it tries to get under all of the things that are going on inside of us, all the various narratives and stories that happen in and from society. That you begin to enter into this world of the first century and begin to realize just how dangerous this whole thing was. That in the first century, as the Roman Empire was occupying this land, this people, that they decide to come up with the brilliant idea of let's do a census of everyone and make them all relocate back to the places that are considered to be part of their tribal name. So when you hear a phrase like Joseph, son of David, may you realize that's not only an identity that goes along with the prophecies back here, but it's a locator. That means he and his family must go to the place of their forefathers. In this case, that would be Bethlehem. Bethlehem. That Bethlehem, as much as we sing about it in our songs and it seems nice and quaint, is anything but. And imagine what chaos is created in the midst of these situations. Imagine if you're a resident of Bethlehem and your family has lived there for generation after generation after generation, for you are known as that town, that city of David. And now thousands of your family members, quote unquote, third cousins once removed, twice removed, triple times removed, are pouring into your town. I want you to imagine what it's like to live in an occupied land where there are Roman soldiers who are garrisoned all over the countryside. I want you to think about that ancient world, and I want you to think about what those soldiers do to all kinds of people, particularly women, particularly young girls. I want you to think about the exploitation that was taking place in this story. And as we begin to think about that, we begin to bring it back home to our own 21st century in 2025, and the amount of injustice, the amount of oppression, the amount of exploitation that is happening in and around the world by the powerful. I want you to think about what you've seen on the news just this week. I want you to think about lists. I want you to think about the number of powerful people who all go to dinner parties together and hang out with rich people and come to find out it's not just one person and it's not just one party. It's an entire class of people that are part of this exploitative system and structure. I want you to think about how much injustice is done in the world. That at the heart of this story is this young girl named Mary and the amount of gender injustice that still exists in our world. That we live in a world that is more apt to side with perpetrators than victims. I want you to think about color and race and how that is at the center of these stories. Ethnicity and culture. I want you to think about sexuality and gender and how there's so much exploitation and injustice that takes place even in our world right now. that when I think about prayer requests and I am praying through them during the week, the number of folks here in this congregation that I have to lift up and know that injustice has been done because of who that person has loved. I want you to think about friends and community, neighbors and strangers, immigrants and foreigners. See, these stories right here in this book, cover all of that. And I want you to think about how we all come in, we say Merry Christmas, and we're all full of merry and cheer and happiness. And we should be. Because this story is what actually gives us the power and the transformation to make the world truly merry and happy and joyful. This story gives us the courage that you and I need to walk out into the world and have the courage to love humanity the way it needs to be loved. See, the end of the story isn't injustice. The end of the story isn't exploitation. The end of the story is not oppression. The end of the story is inspiring you and me to go out and transform that world. That this story will raise up more Josephs, more Marys, more people who are willing to stand up against all that hurts people in the world. What can't wait? The courage to love, friends. What can't wait? All the people suffering from injustice needing a person, needing a community, needing someone who will stand up with them and for them, who will speak up in the midst of a culture that says no to them all of the time. It needs people of faith who look out the world and go, I love God. I love my neighbor. I love my enemy. And when that message gets deep, friends, then truly we will be able to offer that greeting that we say at this time of the year all around, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Because you and I will have confronted, resisted, stood up against all that is unloving in the world. Will you have the courage to love in this season? Will you have the courage to hear the story anew? Will you hear the words that Elise just read in all of the drama that exists in it? Will you have the courage to love?